Yo, welcome back to a brand new episode of Sitse with Levo and Thato Rampedi. We're so excited for these conversations today, guys. Levo's got a jam-packed episode, and of course, we've got a really amazing guest who I will intro very, very soon. But before we get into that, I want you guys to know what Sitse is about. We are a fun podcast that loves having uncomfortable conversations that the youth always shies away from. And with Levo's insights, my insights, and a whole bunch of comedy from this guy, we make it so much easier and for you guys to digest. So we've got Percy as...
Yes, say hello, Piz. Let them
How are you, boys?
We're good, bro. So if you guys don't know who Percy is a very close friend of ours, guys. He's also a part of Asma Jita, a group channel we have with us three, as well as Just Daddy G. He is a skit maker. He's a good-looking boy, fine boy, no pimple. He is an amazing MC. He is an amazing director. He's an amazing
editor.
Cameraman. I'm taking it away.
Have you not seen the one that he made for TikTok?
Oh, yeah, he's an amazing editor.
Trust me, brother.
Yeah, he's great. And he's an amazing, just creative genius producer.
Shout out.
Which is really, really dope. And we're happy to have him here because it's crazy. We met Percy, I became friends with Percy last year. And today's conversations, which Levo can tell us about,
will
help you guys understand how we met Percy, how we kind of formed ASM, and just how we've been doing everything.
So, of course, obviously, we'll be asking Percy a couple of questions there and there. But the themes of today's podcast is, how do we make new friends? And making new friends that actually mean something to us, that grows us, etc. Then we'll speak about, can friends be toxic? Can you trust your friends with everything? And then we speak about a bit of friendship love languages, dating ideals in groups versus your own individual ideals. And of course, a bit of extra content for our members only. But we'll get into that. You have to pay. You have to say.
Like close friends.
Hey, something like that.
Kiki Finsta YouTube.
So if you guys know what that is, guys, we basically have two barriers to get to the memberships. The first one is literally close friends, where you're basically supporting Thought Digest, Seated, and just the overall channel. And then we've got Inside That. That's why it's a little bit more expensive, and you guys get premium content that's basically an extension of this podcast, and we get to just have a personal relationship, and it's a whole lot better. But of course, the first question I want to tell you guys about: the University of Johannesburg, UJ. They have been soaring high, doing some of the most amazing things and actually getting really amazing achievements. The first one is they are currently ranked as number one university. And this is based on universities that are younger than 50 years old, not just in South Africa, but in Africa. And they're definitely showing that the world that they are doing number one things.
And of course, the leader of this forefront in research is Professor Basi Van Solms.
Yeah, guys, he's actually recognized as one of the top researchers when it comes to cybersecurity. So knowing that you've got someone like that at the University of Johannesburg that's going to basically teach you how to do everything is just insane. And on top of that, guys, we know all roads lead to the French Olympics, guys. It's going to be massive. And we've got two amazing representatives from the University of Johannesburg. I want to tell you guys about South Africa's 400-meter champion. We've got Leth Pele going to represent, as well as Caitlin Roskans. And they're going to be going to the upcoming Paris 2024 Olympics, which is very, very exciting.
Again, UJ shines its light in different ways. And one of the ways they actually do that is a collaboration with Source Global in 2023, where they provided groundbreaking.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay.
Groundbreaking technology.
One more time.
Groundbreaking.
No, but they provided a groundbreaking initiative to provide people in the Eastern Cape with water. Clean water. Over 2,500 people today have been registered to be drinking clean water.
Yeah, clean,
that's a
fresh,
huge achievement on their side, too.
Yeah, and on top of that, guys, UJ, number
one.
They're doing great things, man. On top of that, guys, they have introduced facial recognition, baby. So when it comes to making the registration process so much better, so much safer, so much more efficient, they've got facial recognition, which is really, really exciting.
Yeah.
UJ, number one.
What don't you do?
Thank you.
But yo, guys, please take the time to check out their website to see what other things they offer, and as well as just seeing the overall vibe of UJ as a whole. And as you can see, they do great things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The link is in the description. Let's get back into the episode. is
How are you? Come on, guys. I watch my boy's content. What do you mean?
Hey, you shocked me. Oh, yeah.
So, of course, Percy, how are you, Papa?
No, I'm great. I'm very tired, though. It's been a very tough 2 weeks. Whilst our work, ASM, everything has just been a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And currently, I can't even have a love life because good evening, guys. But we've been trying to push. And yeah, man, you don't know what the next day brings you. So, we're still trying.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. Tata, how are you?
I'm good, bro. Yo, like, literally, personally, I live the same life, right? So, if he's not working, I'm just working on the things that I'm doing. Yeah, life is good, man.
Yeah, life is good, man.
Like, yeah, personally. Life is good. How can I complain?
How can you?
Like, personally, I would drive. So, we went to go fetch my car where I left it today. Personally, driving back and basically like speaking about like my accomplishments, his accomplishments, and just how we've been living life in our 20s. And we were just there like, bro, we have no rights to be sad.
Can't.
We cannot speak. We have no damn rights. Like,
how?
Like, life is good.
Listen
like,
to these two.
Don't you feel the same way too, bro? Because think about it.
Highly
man.
Favored, highly blessed, bro.
Yeah,
highly favored, highly
also,
blessed.
Also, guys, I feel like we put in the work for it.
Yeah.
So, obviously, like, the results are going to be great. You know what I mean? Sometimes you are, like, surprised. Good to, oh, wow, actually, like, things turn out to be this way. But it's really the hard work we put.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. And, like, I was listening to Iman's YouTube videos, man. And he was saying he works, like, 8 months in the year. And then he rests for the last four. So I'm trying to practice that. Obviously, he's doing like small things, making sure everything is running. But my goal in my 30s is to literally work 8 months.
Yeah.
Maybe I work from like March to the plus 8 months. And then I take 4 months off.
Okay, you actually
straight.
This year, I saw, yeah.
Yeah.
So Jan, Feb, March, you were kind of like crazy. Calm, relaxing. You even stretched. You're like, yo, dude, I haven't made a...
Once a day,
I haven't made... No. Early this year, you were chilling. You were relaxed.
Jan, yeah.
What about Feb?
Fever started picking up. March, I went boom.
How? Yeah. Because there were no Valentine deals or tenders out there.
Oh, he's talking about campaigns. So I'm still creating a lot of original content.
Yeah.
But when it comes to brand deals, yeah, there was nothing. Yes, I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
I was dry, bro.
I thought they were so stressed. Like, yo, dog, it's the 3rd month and I haven't even shared one invoice.
Yo.
You know, but like, you're back now.
Yeah.
Back and I'm better.
Life goes like this.
Yeah.
She in.
She ain't one. I mean, as you guys can see every week, it's a new week.
New week.
Or what?
Nah, but
how are you, bro?
How am I? Yo, roller coaster of emotions, bro. I'm grateful to be with my brothers right now and doing the podcast. Life is a bit hectic right now, but again, highly favored, highly blessed. I think that at this current time, like how I see myself is probably like going to be the most memorable part of my life. Feel me, like where I want to take myself, what I want to do with myself and stuff. So this is a very defining moment in my life right now. But yeah, I'm just really, really happy.
Yeah, that's so real though, yo.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, bro. That's beautiful. Yeah, let's go straight into the first conversation.
But Percy, obviously, the audience, we need to know a bit more about Percy.
Yes, sir.
We've got a couple of questions for you. We want to ask, obviously, the first time you picked up a camera, put on a towel, put on a wig. Put the lights on in the back.
That's
actually I wish you could show you guys.
No, Swaggy. So if you guys are listening to us on YouTube, obviously you can see us. Swaggy, please put a video up.
Yo, sister. Just in the finger jam, baby. I'm kind of a number one. You know, Buddy, I don't know the one. And the phone. Hey, when I was in the exam, I was playing the rules. I ended up a movie. Yo, Buddy, John. I'm going to go to the room. We are born, man. As in, sister, humble. We are papa. Yo, very many here, Papa, because it is the bull. It gives me wings. Yo?
Yeah.
If you're on Spotify too, you can actually watch a video too.
Yeah.
On that note, if you guys do not know,
Spotify
is doing something absolutely amazing. Spotify for podcasters, number one, is changing the way podcasters create. You can now watch videos on Spotify. You guys have been seeing just audio, but now you can do so much more.
Yes,
you can watch the video
version. Indeed.
The past 10 episodes of Seated, I've updated them. I put a software update. I spoke to Spotify. And we have now basically changed all of those audio videos into video. All those audio versions into video.
Yeah.
Which is really, really exciting.
Yeah,
I want to tell you guys also, if you guys have dreams of becoming a podcaster, Spotify for Podcasters is an amazing platform to basically guide you, upload, and generate audio versions and video versions of your work. So, Spotify for Podcasters, guys, there's a link in the description. Don't miss out. It's going to be absolutely amazing if you want to go on this journey.
Asambe.
But back to you, Percy. Like, yes, when you first started making content, take us through that day. Like, what was going through your mind? The hype that was going in your head. Yeah. Like, I really want to hear about that.
Okay, so let me give you like a young backstory that will like kind of make sense of what I'm going to say now. Okay. First thing first. Percy, young boy from Naspoti, you know, Swati boy, you know, what's up? I've always been like a class clown, you know? But that good-looking class clown, it's like, umuhle for lento uyenzayo, man. You know what I mean?
There we go.
And it was just like, nah, man, that's my personality, dog. Like,
yeah.
I'm really, yeah, I'd like to believe that I'm a fan, bro. You know? Everything that I do, man, like, I do it with, like, a light heart, man. Take it easy. And also, just don't forget to throw a few jokes just to be happy. To bring out a smile here and there, you know? And I remember one time my mom bought me a camera, right? I don't know why. I think she was just being spontaneous.
Serious, how old were you?
I was maybe, yo. When was the first time WWE came to South Africa?
Percy, how old were you?
You were younger.
I'm trying to, so maybe like 2011, like, I was.
Yeah, like, what grade were you in?
I was in grade four.
Yeah, he was pretty young.
Yeah, I was pretty young. I was in grade four. And I was just like messing with the settings. I used to like take pictures of everything. I don't know why, but I was doing it. And as time vied, man, I just like fell in love with shooting, you know, just shooting myself, you know. Like I've just been that guy. And then I wanted to like put narratives on a video. People must see, love, and share, whatever. And then 2018, I think, or 17. It was when Migos came to South Africa.
I love how you only remember dates via like who like was events. In South Africa.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like something was happening. You know what I mean? That's how I remember. So I shot a video about Migos coming. It was like a skit, and people liked it. You know, and
this was your first. This was your first,
like your first
skit.
One.
That was like my first skit. That was okay. The first time I actually edited something and I put it out there, and then I also like fell in love with, if you know, Power Director. From back in the day, it was like an app.
Editing software.
Yeah, it was an app on your phone. You used to like edit everything. I fell in love with editing as well. I'm like, you know what? Let me actually do this thing and try it out and see what happens, you know? Yeah. After that, I like started dropping skits. People loved them, you know? So like anything that happens in my head, it makes sense and it's funny. And I'm like, you know what? Let me put this in a video and see how people react to it, you know? Yeah. And that's how everything started.
I love how passion can sometimes be derived from like our earlier youth.
Yeah.
So you having so much fun making content, you know.
So much fun.
And it then grows. And then goes into like the editing. And then it goes into like the next thing and the next thing. And right now, obviously, you're one quarter of like Asmajita, right? Mm-hmm. Speak to us about like how your journey's been with Asmajita and like how you feel everything's been going.
Yeah, what happened? How did it form?
How did like, you even tell me?
So
mind?
This is life.
Stop it, Percy. Stop
so
it.
So this is life.
Don't stop.
I'm messing with y'all. But Asmajita, hey man, that's my safe space. I won't lie. Yo, guys, that brings me so much joy, you know? Because I've always said that in my life, I want to like create something or like just work with people that understand me and just like make some magic, you know? And with these bros, when I met these guys, we're all just like in sync, you know? And we had all like these crazy ideas and we just like throw them onto the table. And I'm happy as much that happened because it's always been like a concept for the longest of times, you know? And we were like, you know what? Let's just do it now. It's now or never, you know? So yeah, man, as much as don't cry now. How? It's covered too serious.
So, what would you say? Like,
no one is crying.
No, by the way, our eyes are dry for you guys. We are blinking, baby.
They're holding it in.
But, well, Tato, obviously, you can speak on the other side of the journey of Asmajita and say how we've experienced Percy and his energy and stuff. And, like, how that's also formulated into, like, your friendship as a whole.
Yeah. I feel like I passed away, yo.
So, obviously. If you guys don't know, but I'm sure it's pretty obvious because of like age, Percy and Khonse were originally like just Lebo's friends.
Yeah.
And I'd always like go visit Lebo. I lived with Lebo. They'd always come visit us and I'd show them sometimes because our age gap is, I think I'm 5 years older than Percy.
Four.
And 4 years older than Khonse,
Six, seven.
So my friends were quite young and what happened was that they always had this, okay, eventually we became friends. Then they had an amazing idea with a group called Asmajita, but they wanted to do reality shows.
Reality TV.
It was them with a bunch of other content creators. I was like, okay, cool guys. I'm happy to do the production for this if need be. Because now the source really good content creators. Then eventually that never happened. New Year started and then we became like all close friends.
Super close.
Yeah. And the way Percy and I became friends is that we were all chilling. I was like, yo, dude, I move into four ways. You stay basically like, you know, very close to me. How do you feel about us gymming together? And I was so scared to ask him because I'm like, yo, what's
why,
like,
dog? Don't look like a pit bull. Like I'm gonna bite you, no, for asking.
Like no, it's like, what happens if you just feel like, why does this guy want it? Like, who does this like?
I love how you guys are talking about this because, again, as one of the themes of the podcast is making new friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a lot of like scary parts of it. It's like dating, guys.
Yeah, like
can I ask him?
It's like a risky text. Like, yeah. Can we gym? And then you put it there, you wait for him to reply.
Wait, he's there like, yes.
Yes. And at the time, Percy was buff, bro. So, okay, cool. I can learn from this guy. Yeah. He was like, you're buff.
Like, I was buff. Guys. Yeah. Now, I'm actually tiny, but like, I was huge.
It was huge. Yeah. So I was like, okay, this guy can teach me a lot.
Yeah.
And then I remember, like, we'd go to the gym. And also, the way he said it, bro, he was like, because it wasn't personal, you know?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, dog, yeah, chilled. So I'm like, hey, this guy, he's just saying yes because we're around people.
Then he wanted to wait.
Then he texts me, he's like, yo, bro, if you're serious, let's try tomorrow. I think you said tomorrow. Yeah. Then I was like, nah, best, end on that. And then I remember after the first session, we chilled outside and I was like, okay, cool. Like, do I go to my car?
Or do I
get quiet? We weren't that close yet, right?
Like, was it really like mad for you, bro?
Yeah, I think a lot, bro.
I love this.
So now we're speaking, then okay, cool. Have I been talking for too long? Maybe he wants to go now. Yeah. But then like we speak and then a conversation comes. Another conversation comes. Like, we would gym for maybe an hour and a half. Be outside for like the first few times for like 2 hours or like an hour and a half. Mm. Like, for every single day. Mm. I'd even be telling like, my ex at the time, like, yo, babe, like, ish, I'm on multiple pages. She's like, ah, yeah.
Again?
What are you guys doing?
I'm calling like, the off. Something like, is I'm calling the corner. Yeah. Yeah.
So with you guys, obviously, like, well, with all of us, actually, being so close and so, you know, intertwined in each other's lives, I just want to define friendship for the audience.
Okay.
So they can understand, like, how you guys have built your friendship, we've built our friendship, and etc. Yeah. So friendship can be defined as a close and supportive relationship that's 2 marks to Percy. 2 marks to you. Between two individuals who share common interests, values, and experiences. Friends provide emotional support, encouragement, companionship, and often share a deep affection and loyalty towards each other.
Mm.
And with the first theme of the podcast being making new friends, with our friendship, you know, being so relatively new, right? What are some of the, I love Tato already spoke about it, some of the insecurities, like shy, it's like, ish, we're not as close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you ever feel that way with us or like certain things where you felt like, ish, I'm a bit of an outsider, I'm insider, or no?
Yeah, I mean, obviously these guys have always been like, okay, you guys have been.
Yeah, we've been, I've known him for a while.
Like your whole life, you know? And you guys have known like Khonse for a good 5 years? I've known Khonse
for longer than...
Tato's known him for longer than you.
Yeah.
I've only known him for like 2 years.
So you know Khonse because of Tato, basically.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, like me being the new guy in the group, it was always like, okay, these guys are on like the same wavelength as me. Like humor-wise, creativity-wise, like business-minded, like Siafana, you know? And it's like, okay, there's no gap that I'm trying to fill because I feel like already me, myself, I bring a presence, you know? Yeah. But it's like, okay, how do I do it without like messing with the pattern that they already have together, you know?
That's very considerate. That's very considerate.
Because like, obviously, I can't squeeze myself into my
car.
They have their own dynamic.
Yeah. I had to first like analyze, you know? Because come on, even their jokes sometimes, it's like throwback jokes. It's an inside joke. Yeah. And they speak about Botswana. I was not there. Like, let's speak about Pitori or something.
But continue.
You know, but like, as they started sharing all these stories, like, now I know the stories as well. When they make a joke about a certain event where I wasn't there.
Because you were there now.
Now I laugh. Yeah. Because now, it's in my head now, you know. I was there in J-Move. You know, but also with them, like, they kind of like welcome me in a proper manner. They're very considerate as well. Sometimes, really, you know, it's okay, like, let's call Percy, you know, because usually when you guys call each other, it's, you guys are used to it. You're like, yo, Tato, you're already here because you're my brother.
Yeah.
Khonse, come through because that's your best friend.
Yeah.
And there's a thing of like, yeah, call Percy, ask him what he's doing, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, bruh. What's happening? You know, and we link up. And it was just like, okay, cool. The bros are now accepting me in the circle. I mean, I'm already a brother, sharp, but like now it's feeling more personal, you know. The opening up to me more, you know.
One thing we don't give Khonse enough credit for is the friendships that he's given us.
Oh yeah, yo.
Like the bond that he's given us. He literally was a glue at some point.
Khonse is an A&R.
Because there'd be times that he'd be like, yeah, I'm inviting like Percy. I'd be like, ah, dude, come on. Just, let's go out. I'm just joking.
You're not joking.
No, man. I really am joking. I wanted to see if you care. You're passing, by the way.
I'm listening, my brother.
But for me,
Yeah.
I definitely think in the beginning stages of making friends of guys is so easy.
It's the easiest.
We could be friends of any guy. And I promise.
No, we can.
Not for me. Well, they could be friends of us, but I don't know if I could be friends of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. As long as you don't come with weird vibes, yeah.
Yeah, but I liked what Percy's bringing up. And for you guys at home, you know, the conversation can definitely be today, what type of friends do I want that will represent me? You get what I'm saying? Everything Percy's saying is like, these are the things that I identified in myself that I saw in these people as well, which made that attraction for friendship so much more stronger. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely think when making new friends, finding those common values and common likes is a very important thing, because you'll go 2 months later and you're like, actually, this guy's boring.
Give him on.
Like, yeah, this really guy's boring. Have you guys actually ever had a friendship where you were like, wow, this I regret making this person my friend?
Yeah, yeah.
Couple. Couple.
Yeah, I have also.
Okay, yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, so with me, it's like, with this particular example, it's a thing of like, I was really like keen on making a new friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, dude, I want this person. Like, I want someone who's like my age, because you guys were all very young.
Mm.
Someone who's my age, someone who can inspire me, someone who can like kind of push my boundaries more because they have more life experience. Yeah. So like, I want an older brother.
Mm.
And then I got this one guy, we were doing things together. And it was cool. Like, we were doing a bunch of things together, right? We were going out together. Yeah. We were chilling together. Chilling with, like, girls together. Chilling with you guys sometimes together. But I felt like I had someone just watching me and, like, just trying to see how I do everything and just going back home and copying everything I do.
Yeah.
So I felt like the person wasn't coming with an identity. They were stealing my identity, low-key. Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, I know who it is.
I know who this is.
You get me?
Get on.
I get you. Yeah.
I remember Lebo was like, bro, you see what you're trying to bring out on this guy? This is not going to happen. This is not a person you can be friends
Tato
with.
Tato never listens to me, guys. So I get Tato, so with anything that Tato ever does,
yeah.
I always tell him, he always says, Lebo, what do you think? Like, before he does, he's going to still do it. That's what he does.
Yeah.
But he always say to me, yo, Lebo, I want to do this. Should I do it? And I'll look him in the eyes and I'll say to him, it's the most stupid idea I've ever heard in my life. And he'll say, oh, yeah, you're right. And then the next day, I see the stupid idea live.
What are you doing?
You know? But what about you, Percy? Have you ever had like that thing of like friendship and saying, ish, I'm in the wrong place, or like saying this is the wrong people?
Okay, yeah. with me, it wasn't like that huge. It was just like me noticing that this person and I don't share the same values in life, you know? Cool, because when we meet as bros, nah, we usually like meet Ebnandini, you know, it's always at Groove or it's wherever we are, just like a social place or whatever. And I love you for your energy at Groove Sharp. Kumnandi. Yes, you gave me the tequila. Thank you, my brother. But when it comes here, we're not the same, we're not aligned, you know. And it's like a relationship, dog. Like, I can't just be with you for the vibes. I need to be able to like open up to you, you know, like let you know about my life problems, what I'm going through.
Yeah.
And then you give me advice if you have to. You know, or like you just let me know what's up. But like, yeah, it's just been like that minor thing. Yeah? Like, it's not really small because it's a big factor.
I think it sucks that you have to become friends of someone to know what type of person they are.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, my name is, ID number is, favorite color is.
It's like relationships, right? Yeah. We first go on a date, second date, third date. But with like friends, we don't really have those formal things.
Can we speak about like how, because obviously with us is different. Like we're basically all brothers. But can we speak about how surface level like male friendships are?
Yeah.
Like guys literally speak about like work, their girlfriends, or getting girls.
Mm. Yeah.
That's it.
Literally.
Or sports.
One is too much. One you put too much.
Or put too many things, yeah.
That's too much in one day.
Like it's so rich.
Those three topics for men in one day.
Maybe in
a week of group chat.
Like,
you know?
It's so rare to basically like, you know, see guys express themselves emotionally.
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys, when you were forming friendships with us or even other people, nah, and you were going through something and you felt like you needed to speak to someone, what made it okay for you to break that barrier of, ish, I can't open up to this person right now?
Because Percy, see, I'll use my story. The first time I actually broke down to him or vented.
Yeah.
I think that's a good story. So for me, I'll tell a story about Percy and I. The first time I vented to him, because again, we come from a really relatively like large group. There's six of us, I think. Did I miss anyone?
Yeah, we're six.
Yeah, there's six of us. So obviously to check in with five other men weekly, brother, is insane.
Crazy business.
Personally, I'm not checking up on all five a week. Maybe two of you a week, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but yeah.
I remember I was driving home from work one day. It's not the first time, but it's the one I remember the most recent. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I just want to talk to someone. Let me call Khunze. Then I say, no, he won't get this feeling of mine. Let me call Tato. Ay, he also won't understand. Let me call, you know, I go down the list, and then Percy was on the list, and I call Percy, and I'm like, okay, no, but like, I'm scared. I don't really open up to this guy.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's like jokey jokes, you know, like yeah. he said, like, party sometimes, etc. But it's rare for us to be like, yo, this is how I felt.
Yeah.
And I call this guy, vent, everything. We speak for like an hour, etc. He vents, and then I was just there like, after we hang up, I'm like, and that joy, no, for real, I was giddy, because that joy I felt inside was a certain level of warmth. I was like, oh my God, this person cares about me.
Yeah.
Mm. You get what I'm saying?
And it's nice. So
that's when I think that I felt comfortable. Like the first time I saw his first reaction to me being venting stuff, that puts the boundary down for me to be like, okay, I can do that often.
No, you really?
Me?
Yeah. No, real. I was just saying it's also so nice when your friendships with your boys like are not surface level anymore. Because if you're single, it removes that need for you to actually want to spend time with a woman as well. Because a lot of things guys do, and people don't speak about this enough, is that guys put themselves in situations with girls that they shouldn't be in just because they feel lonely.
Yeah.
But now when you know that you can actually achieve like that feeling of warmth, that feeling of like a good conversation, enjoy, happiness, laughter, you can call a label, you can call a person and be like, Xe Poison, what are you doing today? Instead of you calling and Ntabi saying, she said, stop using this Ntabi saying name. Instead of you calling, you
hey,
saying,
hey, Vanda.
Instead of you using Nomtanta.
But yeah, I mean,
Okidiwoni, instead of using
Okidiwoni.
Okidiwoni.
But
she's seen it.
I definitely think we've been more focused on like, the boys, friendships. Yeah. Obviously, I think we all three, yes, we do. We all three have friendships with females as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I want to ask.
Yeah, let's unpack that.
The difference, guys, making friendships with women is a very difficult thing.
It's, dude.
It is.
Okay, what makes it difficult though?
Because at some point, you're like, people are just going to say, yo, you guys attract to each other,
Oh.
And then the idea of like, being even together, man, is like,
that's even, that's
now
even
you start
small.
Thinking about it.
I'm telling you.
That's even small. You don't have any problems with relationships with girls?
No, I have a lot.
You see? If you start unpacking, because I also want to unpack same.
Our
God.
Guests. Also, why do female friends act like, I don't know, like...
Let him unpack.
Okay, so with me, nah, the problem is not the female.
Let's talk about it.
It's not the female, man. Nah.
Yeah.
The problem is the female's man.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Guys, I feel like I've lost so many.
Reverse.
Let me cook.
Let's see. Don't worry.
Give me out.
Let him talk.
Like, I have so many female friends that I've lost or that I've lost touch with because of how the men feel about me being in the picture, you know?
Yeah. Because you're a fine boy, no pimple.
But, like, I'm really there for the friendship, bro.
And how does that make you feel? Do you feel like you should be protected by your female friend in that relationship? Or is it a thing of like, oh, I understand, that's her man?
It's very tricky because at the same time, man, that is your man and you're always going to put your man first, right? Yeah. I get it. It's relationships. Like, it's that thing of because it's Osala now and it's one of those and I respect that. And also as a male friend, I know my boundaries, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, man, if anything, I come to you as Percy. I'm your friend as Percy.
Yeah.
But how your man feels... Obviously, and we need to consider your man because that's your man and you love him.
You're speaking of like a lot of experience. Like, how many female friends if you had to like?
Yo, boy, maybe yo.
How much? Like, you have to range. Give us like a range.
How many have you lost? Yeah,
not lost. I want to know how many you have and lost. Actually, both.
Maybe like around 8-ish.
So you have eight female friends.
No, not right now. Like in my life, maybe. Maybe 8-10. You know that I've had to like cut ties with because of respect.
Yo. One per year, or what's happening?
No,
sorry.
Like, trust me, bro. And if you know me, like, I so happen to be friends with so many girls. Nah?
Yeah. How many? If you had to say, like, a number?
You know?
So if you had to say how many female friends you have, like, how many?
Like, friends are like...
Like, genuine friends.
Right now.
Right now. Right now, right here. All of us.
I can say their names. Hey, but now what happens if I say...
You miss one.
Tsego, Tumi...
Yeah, you're really close with them.
Those are my two close female friends.
I'm not as the closest.
And then obviously there's like this Amo.
Amo's my like best female friend.
There's she's still a friend.
Say the name, we'll confirm for you.
We'll tell you.
Say the name, we'll confirm.
We'll tell you. To be seen. Let's say it's okay, to be continued.
All right.
Yes, Papa.
But
so maybe I've got like 7-8, yeah.
Okay, yeah. 7-8, okay. 7-8. You've lost
6-7-8.
7-8. He AIDS.
Okay, but I love how the energy shifts at the moment we went from, you know, males making friendships with males, like how easy it was. And then now a woman, there's a whole complexity now to it. Do you guys think for women, it's the same, like making friends with new girls, like women on women friendships? Okay, wait, how real
before,
do you think?
Before we go there, I still want to unpack my
experience. Oh, yeah, go ahead, yes.
So, bro, with me, my biggest problem with like having female friends, and this is why I set such strict boundaries with like Tumi and Sego, love them to person, they understand my boundaries. Female friends treat their equivalent male friend as their partner.
That part.
So you have all the responsibilities of a boyfriend. So now if I'm saying to him, let's go get drinks. If it were two girls, the bull is being split.
Yeah.
When the bull comes now, I don't know if you need the bathroom or what's happening when you're playing with your phone. It's weird, bro.
The seat is itchy.
The seat is itchy, yeah.
The ceiling is interesting.
All of a sudden, someone's going to go get fresh air outside.
Let's take a selfie.
So that's very uncomfortable. That's why I love Tumi so much, bro. And so, like, Tumi always be like, okay, friend, like, how much is this going to cost? How much is this experience? Can I send you the money? Tumi has my banking details, which I love. Another thing that I don't like is that, like, they low-key also boundary setting us off. So if I'm in a relationship, and not the ones that I've named, I'm talking about previous female friends that have failed, right?
Yeah.
The ones that have 10 out of 10. Like, they'd call me first in moments of trouble. Why are you skipping your father, your brother, your cousins?
That part.
Friends, you know what I'm saying?
The safe space, though.
Yeah.
You're reliable.
Yeah, also like after 8 p.m., 9 p.m., why are you calling me? I've got a girlfriend.
Okay.
If you have a husband, Johnny, what are you doing? You can't make plans with me.
She's calling you at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Looks like you committed a crime.
Who's
calling you, babe?
It's different if I was single.
Yeah. So if you're single, you're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. So I've really had to learn how to like literally create really strict boundaries with my female friends. Otherwise, it becomes uncomfortable for me if I'm in a relationship with the person I'm seeing or my other guy friends.
This just made me think about like how like your female friends will call you to like the club. And obviously it's the thing of, okay, show me, come through. You thinking, okay, my friend wants to have fun with me. But no, they want you to pay the bill.
Things need to be paid for, blah, blah.
I hate to when like people like, and I'm so sorry to my friends that do this. Like when girls are like, let's go to the club, let's go to drama, let's go to what, knowing very well, like
there's no section.
No, like, you know, like they're basically, they should be saying, hi, Tato, I've got a proposal. I would love to experience a club today. Do you mind paying for all of the bottles tonight?
Oh, straightforward.
No. Yeah, because now
okay,
it's like,
if I say no.
Yeah, you wouldn't say no.
You're going to be like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. Can I add this, this, and this? You know what I'm saying?
It's a big turn off when someone recommends something that's expensive and they're not going to pay for it or contribute.
We'll be out.
But that brings us into maybe our next theme, which is called, like, you know, the toxic friendship, right?
Yeah.
And to just define toxic for people back home, we are defining a lot these days, guys. But toxic refers to a pattern or behavior or attitude that is harmful, poisonous. You see how harmful this being toxic
it's
is?
Poisonous.
And this is what women call us, or every or destructive to very others toxic. Or oneself. Toxic behavior can manifest in various ways, including emotional manipulation, verbal aggression, passive-aggressive behavior, gaslighting, selfishness, narcissism, lack of empathy, and T's and C's conditions apply.
So that's what they mean when they say we're toxic.
Yeah.
Imagine when someone calls you toxic, they're literally saying you're poisonous.
You're harming me.
You're poisonous in my life.
Yeah.
You're poisonous. Oh, sorry. I stopped.
Oh, poisonous only.
That's the one I had.
The highlight.
Yeah.
Poison us.
So obviously I think we're very blessed to have each other. We two guys as a friendship group have a lot of toxic traits. It's I think in every friendship you're going to have toxic traits, and it's all about how much toxicity you can take, how much poison you can take.
Yeah.
But how have you guys in your friendship group, or our friendship group, how have you guys identified toxic traits and stopped them? I'll wait because I want to see what your answer is, because I've never seen you guys do it.
I'll start.
I'll wait.
Okay, wait. So I'm a bad communicator, right? I'm the worst. So like if you know me, if you really need me, call me. If you text me, I might respond next week or maybe next month or maybe never.
Next week.
No, like real, that's me, you know?
You.
Because I'll be chilling, because I'm always busy, you know? Yeah. So the phone gives me so much anxiety that if you want to talk to me and keep business, call me. Let's get straight to the point. So I'm very bad at communication. I'm that friend you'll see at drama at 11 p.m. and all the boys are at home. They don't know I'm a drama because I'm just a bad communicator. And, cool.
And how's that been identified and like fixed? Did you fix it?
Obviously, you can tell when the boys are not happy with some like certain decisions, you know. So
we're very serious. We have meetings, guys.
Yeah, yeah, we have meetings, guys. Like we unpack everything, you know, like fix everything right now. So yeah, man. I do try now communicate level. I just left the house. Yo, bro, should I get you anything? I'm at KFC right now. I know you like dunked wings. Can I get at least four? You know, am I lying? Tell me if I'm lying.
He's not lying. Exactly. He's telling the truth.
And then, yeah.
But that's after he's not adding the part of weeks of complaining.
So the person who complained was level.
Yes, I mean, there's complaining.
I've never complained about your community.
Yeah, no, you've never. Because we see each other every day, though. Oh. So he's worse because I
Shim, you really need like, love in relationships and friendships.
Guys, I'm a very emotional man.
And I'm so hard. How do you cope with me? How do you deal with me?
Now you guys know I don't like going home. It's very hard families with the reason I'm babies.
Yeah, nah. Tato, sometimes I feel like you're hard on level, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm making a man. I can't like, make a boy. Yeah.
It makes sense. Sometimes I want to be like, whoa. But I can't because... This is your brother.
It's my brother, yeah.
Yeah, if anything, yeah. That's your mentor.
If you did Sukhunze, he'll be like, Tata, chill. I'm like, oh, chill.
You can tell him to and then he actually chills for real, you know. But with you, it'll be like, yeah,
you guys won't look away. Like, Tata will be like, whoa.
I've never touched your neck like that.
How la chokan?
No, but I've never
grabbed
you.
No, but he's never grabbed me, guys.
Because now it's going to seem like...
Sorry. Kind of the internet believes everything we say.
Yeah, bro.
So
you know, people are ready to hate me. And I say, Tato Rambedi abuses Lebo Rambedi.
Hey, they're like, I saw the previous video that they started screen recording. They're saying, you see, he didn't smile from this minute to this minute. Hey, but just to change the vibe completely, Percy, we're going to play a bit of a game.
Sometimes
when we have guests, guys... we play a little bit of a game. We try and make the games unique, and it's a new game every time.
Yeah.
So the game is called the Game of Rands, right?
Of
you
rant.
Basically have three amounts of rands. So the first amount is 1,000 rand.
Cool.
Then you have 100 rand.
Cool.
And you have 10 rand. Now, with each of these three amounts, name one name you would take out. Like you could take out. It can be a friend, because we are on the friendship tip. It can be a romantic girl. Partner. It can be a girl. It
can be an Instagram girl.
Internet sensation.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, we'll add just one clause. It has to be one internet girl.
Okay.
One friend.
Okay.
And Tato, one more. And one content creator you've never met, basically. So one internet girl that you're just like, wow. A friend and a content creator. So who gets the 1,000, who gets the 100, and who gets the 10?
But yeah, so yeah, let's start at 10. So at 10 rand, who are you taking out?
Yo, at 10 rand. So it's a friend.
You can choose one, yeah.
Okay, my friend's getting the 10 rand.
Okay. Your friends, no?
Yeah. Okay.
Which friend? You can name a friend.
Halebu, bamba that thing, man.
I eat half.
Yeah, bamba that thing.
We'll go buy chippies and walk back.
Yeah, no, honestly.
It's a date.
Real. Okay, if you have 100 rand?
100 rand. This is for anyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it to my sister.
Okay.
So yeah.
If you have 1,000 rand.
Now, this is the content creator now.
No! This is me shooting my shot, boss.
No, mad.
One of me tau, yes, boy. Who would I give a tau to? Just nyambecha nje.
Yeah, like just like a celebrity crush, internet crush.
Or you take them on a date.
Yeah.
Like you experience.
Obviously 1,000 is not enough. It's not enough. But like let's just say 1,000 was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. What's her name? She's an actor. That gorgeous actor, man. What's her name?
From which one?
Linda Mthoba. Yeah.
From,
okay. Oh my god. Oh yeah, Linda Mthoba. That's a gorgeous.
Now if you've got 10,000 rand.
You And who can I give it to?
Anyone, your choice.
Remember at the 10 rand you had me? Remember at the 10 rand you had me?
10,000.
You made me experience 10. You're not going to give me the 10,000.
You can take them to Zimbali.
You know what?
You can take them to... How did they be a spot them?
Damn.
I'll give it to my ex.
Hey,
I'll give it to my ex.
Okay, and that's been the game of thousands. Nah, that was a nice little game, guys. But yo, guys, just since we're always almost at like the halfway mark, just want to say, guys, thank you so much for watching. Please like just the video, please, guys. We're trying to get our likes up, build up the community. Please. We notice these things and we care about them a lot. All right. On to the next. So the next theme is, can you trust your friends with everything? Now, and this is, we're going to do it in percentages, right?
Yeah.
So for me, out of everything that goes through out my day,
yeah,
the struggles that I go through, how much is a percentage of you, what you guys see? Let's see.
Okay, so let's do it like this, né? I want you guys to answer and we'll use us three here. So basically, with your apartment.
Us three here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, with your apartment, how much trust do you give me? On a scale from 0 to 10.
Apartments. Yeah, it's like everything that goes into your life, everything that happens to you, how much of a percentage do we know? If you had to say one number. So let's say like everything that goes on, like there's something that happened to you today. Let's say you were at Pick and Pay.
I had a different question.
Yes. Let's say you were at Pick and Pay. A shopkeeper said, hey, you look handsome.
So you're
not going to tell your boys that. So that's -1% basically. Yeah. How much of a percentage do you guys think you share about your lives with us?
Okay, person.
I think maybe 90%.
Yo.
Yeah.
Really?
You guys know everything. I mean,
but person's even told me stories from 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, seven years ago. After gym, every time those gym sessions, story time.
And those gym sessions, bang, you know, there's always a story time, you know.
The stress is out, you can speak freely now.
I feel like I've told Tato almost everything. Really? Like, and I'm only saying 90 because there's always like fillers, you know. I'll be like, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm sure we're about like a good 90 because... Yeah, man, they know my life. We live together, basically. You know, they know my love life. They know M17 Kambani, you know. Yeah. So I can say 90, a good 90.
And you, Tato?
Yeah, I think based off what's been happening when you guys know me, I'd say like I'm open, bro. I'd say like 80%.
Yo, it's crazy. My number's low.
Like 80%.
You guys know like, I swear to you, like 70-something percent of what happens in my life. What? Like, there's like 30% of the things you guys don't know. But I just don't think that you guys would care.
Like what?
I have to think.
Give me an example. Like, I want to know what I would not care about.
I am thinking what I can say on camera.
Oh. I get it.
You
get
what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but like I'd say 70-something percent.
Yeah. So I was saying with my other 20%, that's just, the other 20% is just because of work stuff. Like, I don't speak to you guys about all the work things I do and stuff.
Say, minus work, minus family, like family stuff also. I'll be like, this bothers me, but I'm not going to say it to my boys.
Nah, I mean, with me, work, I tell you guys everything about work too. So that's why I'm keeping it at a 90.
Yeah.
Work also say a lot, yeah.
But when it comes to like what we do outside, people in chat, you guys know 100%.
100%.
Yeah.
I can tell you what's going to happen. Like, you in can the next 3 minutes.
You can predict the night.
But, Pega.
One, two. So obviously you guys are saying that you're very trusting in your friendships. Has it always been this way? Have you always had this easy way of, because I know there's a lot of people that struggle with trust in friendship. Because obviously, guys, let's be real, friends sometimes can be competitive, they can be jealous.
True.
They can be, you know. So let's not act like we've always had this perfect friendship. There's been other friendships. Did you guys always have that trusting element?
Yeah, no, even so like we were saying earlier, like our friendship squad, like ASM is 4, the bigger squad is 6. Like I trust everyone differently. I know everyone's like reception to things. So like for example, when I speak about like business success, I know I can easily speak to you and you about it easily without there being like a sense of competitiveness. But other people, like I might not have that same comfort. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I mean, even with the existing friendship, if I'm being real, like with other people, there's some things that like I can't easily say because I just know character and I know that like how to make someone feel.
Yeah.
And even in the past, like I've had friends where I'd speak about what I'm doing, when I was failing, when I was succeeding. And it's like when I was failing, I could see the reception. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, okay, he's not doing great all the time.
Yeah.
When I was succeeding, it kind of pushed them away because I felt like they were like, yo, this guy's doing all these things. And I'm like, I'm here. What am I doing? So I think, there's been lots of friendships that have died from my side just due to the fact that, like, I can't easily speak about things because it becomes competitive.
You know, Tato says this, and, like, I had, like, the biggest fear of that happening in my friendship groups and etc. But I got such, like, an opposite reaction, which really goes into you must know what type of friend you're going to have. You know what I'm saying? We speak about like getting to know your friend on this podcast. We spoke about how to make friends. We spoke about identifying toxic traits in our friends, how to eliminate them.
Yeah.
But we also need to understand, okay, cool. Once you know all of that, is this the type of person you want to be friends with? You know? I think I struggled with it a lot in my earlier 20s. I was friends with everyone, bro. I used to be friends with everyone. I'm the guy on the campus where like I greet, you have to wait with me for like, oh wow!
Oh, because you have to greet everyone.
You know those people. Same. That, yeah, like they're walking like you too. No?
Yeah.
I greet everyone, every girl, every guy as I walked, and then as time goes on, you realize that there's less need. That's what I'm saying. You identify that I can do certain things with certain friends.
Yeah,
but I can't do it with all of them.
Yeah,
you know, accessibility is a huge thing in men's life because we're accessible to a lot.
Yeah,
women restrict themselves all the time. They won't reply to every DM. Guys will look at the DM, like it, even laugh.
Check potential.
Who sends it? Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So men are less selective, you know? So I think that's just one thing. So I don't know, I'll open up about that, but I just thought, I just took that from you. Yeah.
Okay, with me, it's a thing of, like, okay, you explained how, that's the reason why you guys didn't gel or anything, right?
Yeah, like, what's the, like do you easily, has there been any, like, failed relationships because there's trust issues, it's too competitive, or you feel like, ish, this person, I don't know, like, it's just
can
failed.
I have one? Can I all do right. one more?
Yeah,
can
but
I
sure, let sure, sure. you go, then okay, you okay, go. Wait,
wait. No, ladies first.
Okay, go ahead.
Who's the lady here? But anyways, okay, I've been in a situation whereby, not that I don't gel with you as a person or whatever, I just feel like we don't... Like our visions, man. When I become friends with someone now, I need to see you in the next 10 years in order for you to like stay in my life. You know, like what values are you adding into my life as well? Are you just there for, I'm just chilling with Percy, or are you there because you're my boy? Like, what do you bring to the table? You see what girls always ask? What do you bring to the table? Whatever.
I am the table.
Yes.
I am like, the restaurant.
Like, I need to carve, man. But I haven't really had hectic ones, you know, when it comes to that. I still have boys that I was friends with back in varsity. We're no longer tied like that because of work on my side. But we still speak. We're still boys, you know. And I'll probably be with you guys more because of work. Also, we stay in the same area, you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like just the bond. Just
we actually like all don't stay in the same area. We stay very far from each other.
No, we like, don't.
Dude, do you know how far your place is from my place?
It's like a good 15 minutes.
15? Yeah. Are you crazy, person? 15 it's like 20 something minutes.
Dude, we stay close. Us three were close because what do you, dude, you.
You're close to me. Yes. No, like. You're far like, from me.
Dude, Percy's workplace is 5 minutes from where you live.
Yeah.
Yeah, work.
Number one.
Yeah, but
work.
Number one. That's number one. How often is Percy at work?
Every day.
Exactly. If I want to come to you, I can easily come to you, Lebo.
Yes. You're 15 minutes or 18 minutes.
I'm very close to each other, like, in terms of distance.
Then Percy and I are... You know, actually stay low-key far from each other, but it's just, it's close.
Not really, bro, because I discovered a back route. It's literally a good...
15, 18.
No, less than that, trust.
I think less for me, that. I forgot to mention this, with one betrayal, or like, rather, why I couldn't trust someone with everything, is that we were in a friendship squad of three. There's two guys, one girl. Me and the girl like had a thing, and then the guy, because they were closer, they were, like started becoming friends more than me. And obviously, we had like our disagreements and walked away from each other.
That's where that insecurity comes from. So.
But I realized that like
friendship,
yeah, because we grew up together. We grew up from literally grade 8 onwards, all the way into like university. We went to university together. We did our early lives together. But after that, like this. Like after we had that like argument or like we went our separate ways, I just haven't spoken to both of them since. But they're still like the closest of friends. But I have not seen them.
Oh, those ones.
I've not seen them. Because you know what would happen, bro? For example, like we would, this started earlier on in the friendship, and I should have identified it. But we go to like Hatfield, and back in Hatfield, I used to be like an academic, bro. I study all the time. Like I study all the time. All my time goes into study.
How can you hear how you speak, brother? This man is well spoken.
So I study all the time. And then, like, my one friend, the other one, lived, the girl, she lived in, like, Cape Town in New Zealand for a while. So she'd come, and then they wouldn't tell me she came. And she wouldn't tell me.
Oh, damn.
And keep in mind, I haven't seen her in, like, 2 years.
Damn. Yo, how did that make you feel, bro?
And I'd watch the story, and then be like, oh, there she's here. And then they'd be like, oh, yeah, but we thought you were studying. So, it's that vibe. And from moments like that, I learned how to communicate and be like a better person and what in my friendships. Because I never wanted that to happen to me or another person again. You feel me?
Yeah, guys. So we've been speaking a lot about friendships. And I think it's actually so much fun just seeing like Percy's perspective on like how our friendship formed.
Yeah.
Lebo's perspective. Things that we're all really uncomfortable with. And I'm just really enjoying this conversation. I feel like it's something that all friends should do. I know before this conversation, I was like, yo, bro, I'm actually so keen for Percy to come because you and I have grown so much from these conversations because it's kind of a space where you're allowed to be vulnerable and like no one can judge you because it's a podcast. So I think if you guys have like friendships and you guys want to like maybe make it better, I think you guys should sit down and just say, show me, let's behave like we're shooting a podcast about friendships.
And record ourselves.
And just speak. And just be honest.
Yeah,
but thank you guys so much for grabbing your favorite seats with Seated of Lebo and Tato Rampedi. We will see you guys next time. But please, guys, before you go, just like, subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Tato, I'll do three. And share. No. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Tago.